It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Allie.
What up?
We've started the show now. We're letting people lead our conversations. Like, cause there's so much that's going on. What's on people's minds this morning?
Every day it's something, you know?
Maybe it doesn't have to be about the protests. It doesn't have to be about COVID. It could be about maybe you did something last night. You went out. Maybe you finally got to use the pool in your backyard that you inflated.
We don't have a pool in our backyard.
My neighbors have a pool in their backyard. It's one of those little inflatable ones for their daughter. And it has fountains on the side that like shoot water into it. It's the most amazing pool, and I was so incredibly jealous.
The sprinklers and the pools they have come up with, the 6-foot unicorn sprinklers everybody's getting now. Like, I'm like, stop, because now I got to buy that crap for my kid, or they're going to ask for it. I'm going to tell them no.
Yeah.
You're just causing fights in my house. Stop buying all the new cool stuff.
I am jealous of the little 5-year-old girl that lives next door to me because she has the most ridiculously awesome pool. What's on your mind? What's going on? What are you thinking about this morning? 799-1037. That's a 414 area code. You can also text the same number, 414-799-1037. Katie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So we like to let people lead the conversations. It's been a long night.
Did she say she went on a date?
She did. Did you just...
I have questions because I have so many questions. Sorry, go.
Okay.
What, is this a new date? Yeah.
This was a new date. It was a first date.
A first date?
Had you been talking to him through the quarantine time?
Say what?
Had you been talking to him through quarantine?
We just kind of started talking about a week or two ago.
Okay.
Okay.
We met on Hinge.
Okay, I'm on that.
I haven't dated in like 6 years.
Oh,
or
wow.
More.
She's
back
like in the
game. You're like me last summer when I came out. Knocked the cobwebs off.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah. See, I'm like, okay, we'll give this a try.
Where did you go on a date? What did you guys do?
Yeah.
We went to Olive Garden.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I thought that's like a cute date, right?
Right.
We only had appetizers. Neither of us were really like super hungry or anything, so we just kind of had appetizers.
Okay.
And drink.
Awesome. And then, so did you kiss? I mean, I can't even, I have so many questions about how
hold on, girl. Hold on.
Yeah, you're talking to Allie. She's going to ask you a trillion questions. Like, you're not going to be able to.
Red pasta.
You won't be able to answer them before she has new questions. Go ahead.
Okay, so from there, we ended up going on a walk, and of course it was like 90-something freaking degrees out. It was sweaty. It was hotter than hell.
It's a woman's nightmare to sweat and with all... Yeah, it's a nightmare. I'm with you.
I mean, it was fun either way.
Yeah.
But...
So you guys hit it off.
It was really sweaty.
That was it. Did you?
That's what I mean. Like, I'm like, come on, girl, get to the juice here. You went for a walk.
You went for a walk and you were sweaty. And then what happened next?
No. Okay. So we went for a walk behind my church because behind my church there's this really pretty path.
Wait, is this going somewhere? Are we wasting time right now? I need to know where this is going.
Yes.
Okay.
We have other people on the phone.
So there's like these benches, and then we were walking on this bridge.
Benches.
What would happen if I were to just like push you off this right now? I'm like, dude, this happened, like jokingly.
Yeah.
He didn't actually push me in. I was afraid that he might actually push me in, but.
Did he push you in?
The guy pushed you into something on a first date? Bye, okay? No. He's a child who needs to grow up. Let him push you in later, girl.
What?
Is there going to be a second date?
There may be a second date coming up.
Okay.
Maybe. Why maybe? You don't know? That's not good.
We said we were talking about a second date. I mean, we're still talking, so we'll see where things go.
Was there any physical contact, Katie?
Yes, we kissed.
Ooh.
Okay, cool. But if he hasn't asked you out again yet, girl,
he did.
Talking to somebody else and wait.
Got it. We talked about it. He said he's up for a second date. So.
Okay.
Up for or asked you out on one? Different topic.
Leave the guy alone. It was just last night.
No, I could hate these women settling for these guys playing 7 chicks at once, dude. Did he ask you out on a second date or not? Like, Riggs,
Hold
on, I can't have two women talking at the same time. I'm going crazy.
Would you have hesitated, Riggs, with your wife asking her for a second date?
Yes.
Why?
Because I want to play hard to get.
Oh, God.
You got to, man.
Even with
you got to wait a day before you call back. You got to. You can't do a second day right away. You got to make her think. Yes, of course I'm a child.
Ask her out again already.
No, you got to play hard to get. You got to give it a good day.
Were you 22 when you dated her?
26, yes.
There's the problem. Never mind. I shouldn't have asked.
Katie, good luck on your second date.
Thanks.
You went to Olive Garden first. What's next? Outback?
I don't know. We'll see.
Tell him you don't want to go to any more chains. He needs to step it up a notch.
Thanks for calling, Katie. Glad you had a date. See, people can still date. Get them coming out of quarantine.
Well, I think it's interesting what people are doing because you had this period where I didn't know.
Yeah. You know, it's 103.7 Kiss FM. You got anything on your mind? You have a more interesting date than Katie? Call 414-799-1037. You can also text that same number.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. So what's going on with you this morning? 799-1037. You can text or call that number, 414-799-1037. You can
call. We just found out that quarantine got some people back in the dating world.
Yep. Katie called.
We just talked to Katie, who had went on her first date in 6 years.
Yep. Charlie's on the phone this morning. Charlie, you're going out of town. You're traveling to Mississippi?
Yes.
For what?
Visit my son and my daughter-in-law.
Okay. So how long has it been since you guys have seen each other?
In November last year.
Oh, wow. So you?
Oh, that's a long time.
Did you have plans to see them during the quarantine and the safer at home and everything and just couldn't see them in the last couple months? Is that what happened?
No. I was planning this trip and they're both were going to get ordained as ministers.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But that got canceled because of the virus thing, so.
Okay.
Trip was planned.
And are you driving?
Nope,
or
I'm flying.
Ooh.
Okay. Do you have any, are you nervous at all about flying or you feel totally comfortable?
I'm totally comfortable.
You're braver than me, brah.
I live my life like always, so I haven't changed a thing.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
So, yeah. Like, if somebody was running at you with a knife, would you just stand there like you normally do or would you run?
Oh, I'd run.
But that would be different.
At least he's honest.
He said, I'm not dumb.
Right? I'm not dumb. I'm not dumb.
That's as long as I can see the weapon. You can't come at me. I'll run.
Yeah.
No, that's interesting. So, but you have to wear a mask on a plane now, don't you?
I guess so.
Riggs?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I think a lot of airlines are requiring that.
If you don't bring one, they will give you one. And I think they're spacing out the seating as well. I've heard airlines are doing that. So who are you flying with?
I've heard it, but I've not seen it in articles where they showed everyone packed in like sardines.
Sure.
Southwest.
All right, cool. Well,
I fly from Milwaukee, then down to Orlando, then to Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah,
Memphis.
So two plane rides. Wow.
Memphis, so.
Nice.
Have fun.
I was supposed to fly down in August to see my other son in Texas.
All right.
Get married, but they got married in April because of the virus thing. So.
All right. Well, say hello to Justin Timberlake when you're in Memphis and go to that big pyramid thing. That thing's really cool in Memphis, if you know what I'm talking about.
I was down there in October, November last year.
Yeah. Beale Street is all that stuff is cool in Memphis.
Forever. My aunt and uncle, I've been going to Memphis since I was a child because I have an aunt and uncle there. I don't know what that pyramid thing's called.
Charlie?
Oh, gosh, I have pictures of it. It was a...
Oh, please. Half our listeners have never been to Memphis. I don't care. Let's be real.
You're fine, Charlie. Charlie,
we're with you.
Well, thank you so much for calling the show this morning. Have a safe trip to Mississippi and Memphis and beyond, dude. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You too. Oh, sorry. I hung up on him. Katie, good morning. Katie, you had to push back a wedding? Is what's going on with you?
It's Libby.
Oh, Libby. Damn it. I wrote down the wrong name.
I was
Libby.
Like, Katie was the first chick, dude.
I'm writing down notes. I lost track. Libby. Libby.
All right, Libby, girlfriend, tell us about your wedding.
Yes, Libby.
So I was supposed to get married on June 13th, and we didn't even, like, we were, like, waiting and waiting and waiting until we decided to pull the trigger on May 12th that we had to move it back.
Where'd you move?
Were they telling you had to move it or what?
No, we were just gonna chill with it until we had to notify the caterer of how many people were coming.
Uh-huh.
So when did you have to push it back to? Or did you postpone it altogether?
No, we pushed it back because all our vendors are available August 29th.
So you're getting married at the end of August now.
So wait, were the vendors available on the 13th?
Yeah, I had this all planned out last year. I had everything done probably within a month.
How many people are coming to your wedding?
She laughs. I think about 100.
Holy hell.
Okay. Okay.
So 100 people are also waiting in limbo for your wedding that you may or may not have?
No, we're going to have it either way. Wait, we're not.
I actually.
This is.
No, I have a question. Do you think, how many do you, normally, let's say when you have a wedding, what do they say, 2/3 show up or something like that? I can't remember what the percentage is. It happened, same thing happened at mine. We had that number come out. Do you think the same percentage will come to your wedding with COVID and everything going on? Because you still have 50% of people working from home. So I'm curious, what you have a lot of people with kids who haven't left. I'm curious what you think. Will people still come because of that?
Yeah, people coming in from out of town.
Yeah, I'm curious.
My brother I know is flying in from Tampa, so.
Okay.
But I don't know. I mean, I'm still getting responses, so I actually shout out to Vista Print. They gave me free invitations because I ordered through them.
Vista Print did. They're like, thank you for ordering invitations. Nobody's ordering invitations to anything right now. Gatherings aren't encouraged.
Oh, she had to redo them, Rex. Oh, okay. The date.
Aww. Oh, that's nice that they did that for you.
Oh, wait a second. That is really nice. I wonder how many people Vistaprint did that for where they had to redo their invitations.
Mm-hmm.
That's
very cool they did that. Well, Libby, I got your name right this time. Libby. Good luck with the wedding, and thanks for calling this morning. It's cool to know what's going
up with you.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. It is Throwback Thursday. We'll have throwback stuff for you all day long, including a mix with DJ GA tonight at 7 o'clock. All right? It's KISS FM. Yesterday, I sent an Instagram post to Allie that we both saw from our one Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers. It was in response to... Hold on.
Yeah.
Sorry, there you are. You weren't on for a second there.
Oh, I've been following Aaron, and for sure I shared his post when he did Blackout Tuesday. I was proud he stood up. And now, go ahead. He's doing this other one now.
So another NFL quarterback by the name of Drew Brees, who plays for the New Orleans Saints.
Right. I'm familiar.
Was asked what he thought about the protests and all the, because they were talking about Colin Kaepernick and all the kneeling and how he felt about that kind of coming up with a resurgence. Because Colin Kaepernick, when he took the knee, it was about the racial injustice, the police brutality.
It was always about racial injustice and social. Yes.
But a lot of people that were against it were saying he's against the flag, he's against the military because it was during the national anthem.
Let's just call it what it is. It's very easy to spin that and make people uncomfortable and be afraid to say anything because you start throwing military and flag and then you're trying to scare people into silence.
You don't support the military.
They're not even talking about the freaking military.
So a lot of people have that narrative, and Drew Brees said that he will never agree with anybody that disrespects the flag of the United States of America or our country.
Right.
And that set off a firestorm. LeBron James spoke out about it. Aaron Rodgers had something to say about it. What did Aaron Rodgers say?
Aaron Rodgers wrote, because Aaron Rodgers, has been getting lit up too, which I said, how funny that the white athletes, I've watched them get lit up on Instagram, but I can look at black athletes and not see the same. I'm like, you people got real big mouths on the internet. You know what? And it just shows where what type of people we're dealing with here. But this is what Aaron Rodgers wrote. He wrote, he put a picture of the Packers all standing with their arm in arm.
Yeah, they locked arms on the sideline during that time. Yeah.
Yes. And so Aaron Rodgers put that picture up and he wrote, a few years ago, we were criticized for locking arms in solidarity before the game. It has never, he wrote in all caps, never been about an anthem or a flag. Not then, not now. Listen with an open heart. Let's educate ourselves and then turn word and thought into action. Aaron Rodgers finished it off with hashtag wake up America, hashtag it's time for change, hashtag love over fear, hashtag solidarity, hashtag liberty and justice for all. I mean, it goes on and hashtag, there you go. I think I read all of it. So
then this morning, literally.
That was all yesterday. Yeah. The Drew Brees and then LeBron James came at Drew Brees and was like, it's not about the flag. You're really going to sit there and not act like you don't know what this is about. So then enter this morning, Riggs, what happened?
Now, 45 minutes ago, Drew Brees comes out with another statement. It's a picture on his Instagram of a black hand and a white hand kind of intertwining and locking together, holding hands.
Uh-huh.
And he says, I would like to apologize to my friends, teammates in the city of New Orleans and the black community, the NFL community, anyone else I hit with my comments. And then he went on. It's a very long post where he says this is where he stands. He stands with the black community, the fight against systemic racial injustice and police brutality, and support the creation of real policy change. He then goes on to say he's always been an ally, never an enemy. He's sick about the way that his comments were perceived. He takes full responsibility and accountability. I recognize that I should be doing less talking and more listening.
Learning. Oh, I was going to say, did he say learning or he said listening? Same thing.
Listening.
Yeah.
And when the black community is talking about their pain, we need to listen. For that, I'm very sorry and I ask for your forgiveness. That's an Indiana boy
that's
right
beautiful.
There. I was hoping it would do that. That's an Indiana boy.
It's okay to learn about things you don't understand and change your mind.
Yeah.
It's okay for people to do that. It's okay.
The other thing is being afraid to say something because you're afraid it's going to be political. It's not political. This is about it's about humanity. It's about equal treatment for people that live on the earth. It's a human race issue. It's not a political issue. When you make it political, you set it back.
Exactly. Well, and then I got mad because you had people ripping on Aaron Rodgers' posts about, well, you do more, though. And I'm like, okay, hold on. When people are standing up for you, you're attacking the wrong people. Yeah. Like, these are not the people on the internet. You know, like, what? It just keeps going. But it's never, no, we have to have some change. I mean,
no,
that's
but
obvious.
I'm glad that it all came together, and I'm glad that Drew Brees recognized that he needs to listen a little bit more, and he made a statement, and that can be put to bed, because I hate the canceling as well, because when people say stuff like that, I don't agree with jumping out and saying, well, screw you, you're going to say that. No, you should say, listen, here's why, let's talk, instead of, and then if you do that and they don't understand still, well, then you're right. Then you're just ignorant. Then off with you.
But listen, not Aaron Rodgers, Ashton Kutcher did a long post where he started crying at the end on his social media because he was talking about all this stuff. And he basically, well, gosh, where was I going with this?
Ashton Kutcher.
We were just talking about
Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees.
Not political.
It's not political.
He said, yes, thank you, Riggs. Thank you. Ashton Kutcher said, you know, all these people writing negative things on my posts because I wrote, you know, Black Lives Matter. He's like, all these people writing negative things, you're all saying they should be canceled. He goes, I actually don't think those people should be canceled. I think those people should be educated.
Yeah.
So I'm here to talk to you, you know, and I hope you're still listening. So that was, I thought it ended. Yeah. He was like, don't cancel them.
Educate them. And then if you educate and they go, I understand, I'm still not, then all right, bye. Let's go put you on a little island over there.
But people on the internet got a lot of balls, let me tell you.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Ellie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ellie.
I know. People are sick of talking about COVID, but unfortunately, there are still things happening out there with it. We just found out the autopsy showed George Floyd was a carrier, even of coronavirus.
What?
And then yesterday, they announced that in the autopsy and that he had no lung damage, but that he was a carrier. And then also announced yesterday was that former boy band member Chris Trousdale, I don't even think you're going to recognize him. He was in a boy band with Jesse McCartney and a bunch of other kids in the 90s. He was 34 and he has died after contracting coronavirus.
Oh,
and
awful.
So everyone, of course, is just.
Does it say what the name of the boy band
horrified.
Was by chance?
Yes, absolutely. What was it called here? It didn't even ring a bell when I looked at it.
I was trying, because I know a lot of random 90s and 2000s boy bands, and I was wondering if maybe I knew them.
Dream Street.
I've heard of Dream Street, yes. It rings
you
a bell.
I do remember
Dream Street, yes.
Well,
I didn't know that Jesse McCartney was in that group.
Jesse McCartney was in that with like four other guys, and one of them was Chris Trousdale, who has died at the age of 34 from coronavirus. Now, the band broke up shortly after because they were all kids. They were like 13 years old, maybe. And they broke up because their parents and management couldn't, you know, lots of fights over money and stuff. They're kids. What do you expect? There's too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yep.
So they broke up. He did a bunch of stuff for Disney. He tried to make some solo songs for them here and there. Did a little of this, a little of that. Was on shows here and there, but Yeah, he was. It's not like he was super famous, but
it was every
34 years old. Crazy, right?
They had a song called. They had a song called "It Happens Every Time" that I remember, but I don't remember what they look like. So that's sad, though.
I saw the picture. They look like they're 11.
Yes.
And when they were Dream Street was together in 1999.
Random, right?
So, yeah.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Shout out to the farmers. Some guy called up and said he wanted to shout out farmers. Of course we love farmers. We're in America's Dairyland, for crying out loud. You know? You're familiar with the Tiger King, right? Joe Exotic, Allie?
Yes.
And you realize I have a literal obsession with the Tiger King still, even to this day.
And which is crazy because most people are over Tiger King by now. But yesterday we talked about how Carol Baskin now owns the zoo, the Tiger Park, that Jeff Lowe had taken from Joe Exotic, and none of that was legal because Joe Exotic owes Carol Baskin money. Carol Baskin was awarded the Tiger Zoo in Oklahoma. That happened yesterday.
Do you remember last week I was telling you about the Jeffrey Dahmer documentary on Investigate Discovery? They had a bunch of documentaries they were teasing, and they were like 9 documentaries, and one of them was The Truth of Behind Joe Exotic. The truth. And I was like,
the truth.
Ooh, the truth.
Wasn't that what Tiger King was supposed to be?
I know. But still, I was like, all right, you've piqued my interest. I'll bite. So,
you're like, oh, what's the real story? Let me hear this, brah.
We were so pissed, Allie, my wife and I, watching this last night. I cannot tell you how upset we were because.
Upset with who?
Investigate Discovery, because it was nothing to do with Joe Exotic. It was all about Rick Kirkham, the guy that was the reality. He was the guy that produced the Joe Exotic TV show. The guy with like the jacked out teeth and smoked all the time. He was in the beginning of it.
He wore the hat through the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, this is all it is about his life story, how he was a journalist and he had like a video. He had 4,000 hours of video diary footage that he put together, and he had like a crack cocaine addiction, and he was like smoking crack in front of his kids. He spent his 37th birthday up all night smoking crack and then woke up the next morning and he interviewed
Joe Exotic.
No, the next morning he woke up and interviewed George W. Bush and Chuck Norris while he was high on Inside Edition.
Dude, you know these celebrities are high as a kite doing their jobs. That's what's,
but it was all about him, and the only things that he said about Joe Exotic, these truths behind Joe Exotic, was things they already talked about in the show, like that Joe Exotic was mean to animals, and Joe Exotic was a jerk, and Joe Exotic started the fire to burn all the stuff in their studio. I was like, so Investigate Discovery used Joe Exotic's name to tease a documentary about a guy that nobody really cared about in the first place. He wasn't even that big of a part of the show. So we were 100% hoodwinked. Wool pulled over our eyes. We felt like we were played for fools, Allie. Fools. I was expecting Joe Exotic dirt and more on the Tiger King himself. Instead, I got a guy smoking crack in front of his kid on camera, which is disgusting. Look, and I was like, all right.
I know you want more, but I think it's all there.
I know.
Okay, it's out in the open. Tiger King was enough. We get it. They're whacked out. They're all nuts. What more? You act like, what's the twist going to be? Did you think there was going to be something to tell you that Joe Exotic was a great guy? Is that what you were hoping for? Like, seriously, was that what you needed?
Yeah, call it wishful thinking. I want more.
Did you want something to happen that made him look good?
I don't
know. He sucks, just like the rest of the cast.
Well, why do you want another...
He paid somebody to kill somebody. Next.
Why do you want another episode?
He held animals. He killed animals. He acted like he cared about animals. He didn't care about anyone but himself. Next, Joe Exotic. Next, Riggs. You're trying to save someone. You're wasting your time, bro.
I wish it was fiction, though. I want like more stories. Like, I want another season. That's what it is. Like, I wish it could be another season.
There's plenty of stuff on Netflix you can check out and watch, dude.
But none of them are gun-toting, redneck, gay dudes that play with tigers in cages.
That are straight people.
Yes, that too. I wish there was another season. I really do. I think at the end of the day, I want more Joe Exotic.
You
but
got
I'm not going to get it.
You didn't like it. That's all they got.
It's never going to be good enough for me. Never, never, never.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is 103.7 Kiss FM. Summerfest made a huge announcement a couple minutes ago. Pretty big. I'm not really surprised. Is anybody surprised? Summerfest has now been canceled.
Officially canceled.
Officially. They had shuffled it back to September originally when COVID started, you know, canceling sports and everything back in March. Summerfest said, all right, we're going to push back to September, do it 3 different weekends in September. We'll do it that way. Well, now they're saying that previously rescheduled September date has been canceled altogether out of an abundance of caution, thoughtful consideration. And the health and safety of their community, artists, fans, vendors, participants, and staff, they said they are canceling Summerfest 2020, which...
You know, you and I talked about, I'm not surprised either. No. I mean, how you're going to get groups that large in a space at this point doesn't, I don't know how that seems feasible. We've talked about not having concerts and all these things until we, you know, there's a lot going on. And so when you said, oh, Summerfest officially canceled, I'm like, wait, we didn't cancel that already? Like, literally, that's where I'm at in my mind. I'm like, oh, that's right. We moved it to September. Oh. Like,
are there any?
There's so much chaos.
Are there any?
Keep up.
Any big events left? There's like a couple random county fairs in Wisconsin, I think, that are still happening.
Wait, they're having them?
A couple.
Oh, okay.
A couple random ones. But if you know of some that are happening, 414-799-1037, you can call or text that number. Text, too.
I just want to know, can you think of an event where they're going to have more than 500 people, which is, you know, really, I mean, which would be a fair or something. It would have to be something big.
You're not going
to
do concerts for a while, at least another year.
You're not going to do a wedding with 500 people, I don't think.
Even the Democratic National, the DNC, that's going to be scaled back, if virtual, altogether. I don't know.
What are they even doing? Don't even know what's happening for that, because I can't.
There's too many things going on.
There's too much news.
I know.
There's too much news. I'm like, wait, what are we doing for that?
Right. So
like,
Summerfest,
still doing that?
Yeah, Summerfest will not be happening. They said we'll see you in 2021. It was not an easy decision, I'm sure, for any of these people to make. But when you're putting
this is so much. I get it. This is jobs. This is money. This is our economy. They work all year to make a lot of money. They work for 1 year straight to make a lot. The same thing with the fair,
dude. Don Smiley works a year straight. It's a year round job for Don Smiley and those people, man. They work year round for that.
He works so hard, and then
because the day after Summerfest ends, I think they take like a week. And then he hits the ground running again, looking for acts for the next year. It's not an easy gig, so it will not be happening. But if you know of any big events, 414-799-1037. I want to know which ones are still happening in Wisconsin. You can text or call that number.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
You want to talk about Tiger King, you little weirdos.
You're damn right.
Cool cats and kittens.
You're damn right.
You do. Yeah, we talked about this yesterday, but Riggs is in love with the show, and he's real mad about the special that came out on ID that didn't tell him anything new.
No, it was all about Rick Kirkham, and I don't care about Rick Kirkham, the guy that produced the reality TV show for Joe Exotic. I wanted more dirt on Joe Exotic, and I didn't get that.
See, I didn't even know who Rick Kirkham was until you reminded me.
Neither did I, Allie. Now I know his whole life story, and I didn't even care about it.
Well, yes, that special came out, but now Carol Baskin, if you didn't hear about this yesterday, officially owns
Ooh.
Joe Exotic's Tiger Park, which has been renamed Tiger King Park by Jeff Lowe. Joe Exotic went to prison. Jeff Lowe took it over. Turns out that was a fraudulent sale because Joe Exotic still owed Carol Baskin $1 million from a lawsuit she won.
Uh-huh.
A judge said, give it to her. And sure enough, they ripped it out of Jeff Lowe's hands. He's got like 3 months to get out and with his animals. And then Carol Baskin will officially own Tiger King Park, which has been open and promoting. I'm dying to see the changes.
Yeah.
And I do think you're going to get another season when Carol takes over, Riggs, if that makes you feel better.
My question, Allie, do you think she will keep the name Tiger King Park because of how huge it is? Everybody recognizes that brand. Or will she keep her Big Cat Rescue and change the name to her park?
They're also self-centered. That will always be about them. She will change it. She probably doesn't even like Tiger King because of how everybody thinks she is like calling her a murderer. You think she likes that show?
Well, I know, but when people Google it, they're not going to Google Big Cat Rescue Carol Baskin. They're going to look for Tiger King Zoo or Tiger King Park, and people will find it.
Well, that's why Google has all the things they do to make when you search for one thing, it pops up somehow. You add keywords in.
Oh, don't talk to me about search engine optimization is what you're talking about.
You know how Google works with advertising. You put your stuff up and then you fix it so that your ad pops to the top.
Oh.
And that's like when they were talking about that on the documentary Tiger King. She's smart. She got all her stuff to pop to the top. I wanted to be like, you know, it's not rocket science getting your stuff to the top on Google these days.
No.
there's a formula and you can do it.
It's kind of like when you Google, how do you kill your husband and feed him to tigers? Carol Baskin pops up, right? Doesn't she?
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him.
Can't
convince for it.
Me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening?
Carol Baskin.
That's why. Did you ever see that local commercial where they're like, let us help you get to the top of the Google search page? I'm like, I can do it for free.
Right?
You don't need to pay someone for that.
With the right words? Yes.
With the right wording and people that know what they're doing? That's funny.
On the way next, we're talking to a gentleman from one of our radio our sister radio stations down in Chicago, Ed Lover, who you may know from back in the day, Yo MTV Raps.
Yo MTV Raps!
Right?
What?
Ed Lover will
be
on the show.
I met him, too. Yeah.
What's a cool guy? I want to ask him about what he thinks things, how he thinks things should progress, like after the protest. Like, what's the next step? How do we create the voice and this action into change? How do we make things work? So we'll talk to him next on Kiss FM. Hold on.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. We have a radio station in Chicago, one of our sister stations, 104.3 Jams, and the morning show host. You may know him from back in the day with Yo MTV Raps, Mr. Ed Lover. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you, Riggs Allie? How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great.
So good, and so happy to have you on the show because, I mean, we have so much going on in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I graduated from high school in the 90s. I go, being part of Yo MTV Raps back in the day, you're just such a great person to talk to because you've lived through so much of this stuff that, you know,
absolutely,
people just either don't get or want to get educated on. Yeah. So I love having you on the show. Thank you for being here today.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
First of all, what's the situation like in Chicago? Because Milwaukee's one of the most segregated cities in America. So there's a lot of protesting here. But what's it like in Chicago right now?
Chicago is pretty much the same. I think we're at the point right now as African-Americans where we want a tangible difference with the police department. We don't want any more rhetoric. We're tired of the rhetoric. We keep hearing the same things over and over. Oh, we're in this together. And then we go right back to the same stuff with racist police killing unarmed African Americans. And quite frankly, we're fed up with it. And enough is enough. And people are protesting all over the country. And the protests are serious. It's just as serious in Chicago as they are anywhere else.
Now, you've said tangible change, which I agree with. Now, what in your opinion do you think needs to happen? Does it start with criminal justice reform? Does it start with how do we make it tangible, so this isn't just another hashtag and then we move on with our lives? What do we do?
Right. And then 3 months later, there's another hashtag and another hashtag and another hashtag. I think the federal government needs to step in and really make rules that apply to every police department and every sheriff's department and every state police department in this country.
Yeah.
Too many different police departments have too many different rules on what is quote or not quote police brutality, what chokehold they can use, what knee they can use, what they can do and what they can't do. It should be blanket across the country. That's number one. Number two, they really need to do more than one psychological a test on each and every police officer. My brother was a New York City cop for 25 years. You only take one psych test, and that's to get on the force. Mm-hmm. After that, you never have to take another psych test. So how are you weeding out the bad cops when you're just asking them, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. And then they go out there and do something crazy. Mm-hmm. I can understand a lot of police officers having post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can understand that, but that doesn't mean you got to take it out on the first African-American you see. Mm-hmm. Sometimes giving them another psych test could actually help them and save them. We're not saying that just so we want them to get fired. We want them to keep their job and save them, but they have to be mentally fit to be out there in the streets as well as physically fit.
You got to retake driving tests. Why shouldn't you have to retake a psychological test to be a police officer where you're protecting and serving
absolutely
the community, right?
Absolutely. Your job is to serve and protect. Mm-hmm. So we want to feel safe because we don't know what you go through before you pull us over. And you want to feel safe because you don't know what we have in the car when you pull us over. And that goes for every race. We just want fairness and equality among African Americans. We don't want to see George Floyd with a knee on his neck, but Dylann Roof killed 9 black people in a church in South Carolina, and he's peacefully arrested,
right. Mm-hmm. Ushered out,
and
now
taken to Burger King before he's carted off to jail.
Yeah. Right. It's ridiculous.
No one sees a disparity in the way we're being treated as compared to our white counterparts, then there's absolutely something wrong with you.
Mm. Right. I agree. It's like at some point you have to do what's right and enough with. And what do you want to say to like some of the people that have the fear to stand up? Because we see that a lot. I'll say that as a white person. Like, I've been pissed off for years. But what about you say to the white people who are afraid to stand up?
Because you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be because we're going to accept you if you're with us 100%. I think some white people are afraid to stand up because they're afraid of what their coworkers might say. Silence is complicity, in my opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was taught if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. So right. If you stand up and let your voice be heard, we 100% with you. 100%. We would love to have you on our team. But don't stand there and don't say anything. That would be like standing there and somebody's house is on fire. And your house is not on fire, and we go to put that person's house out that's on fire, and you go, my house matters too. That's what all lives matters means to me.
Right.
Of course all lives matter. That's a given.
Yeah,
but right now, black people and African American men and women are being killed by the police at an alarming rate, more than our white counterparts. That's statistical, that's factual. These are not things that I'm making up. This is factual. So if our house is on fire, help us put our house out on fire, and then when your house is on fire, we'll help you put your house out.
Yep.
You know, we'll use water on your house. Don't tell me all houses matter when my house is on fire.
Right. It's like you got all these Americans living different lives on, well, this matters, so this is important, but not that. And everybody wants to pick their own lane, and it's just ridiculous.
Right.
But then they want help if something happens to them, and they're not served justice, then they're angry. It's just.
Absolutely.
Well, we're on the phone with Ed Lover from our sister station down in Chicago, 104.3 Jams. Ed, can you hang on the phone for a second here? We want to ask you some more. More with Ed Lover next on 103.7 Kiss FM. We're on with our friend Ed Lover from Chicago, our sister station, 104.3 Jams, correct? Is that the radio station?
Yes.
Did I get it right?
104.3 Jams, yeah. That's
right. I say 103.7 Kiss FM so much, I get it confused.
Oh, you got to say the point, and we don't say the point.
Oh, you don't?
Oh.
Yeah, we just say 104.3. Y'all say 103.7.
It's that extra second, though. We gotta make it
down. I guess our station has no point then.
You do throwbacks all the time, though. That's way more fun than we do.
Yes, that's what we do. That's our specialty is throwbacks, absolutely.
So when you're in Chicago, check out Ed Lover in the morning. And when you're in Milwaukee, it's Riggs and Alley. We were just talking off the air real quick about the situation that happened with Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers and everybody with the NFL and how they brought up yesterday to Drew Brees what he felt about if the kneeling would return when the NFL came back. And Drew Brees had said that he doesn't stand for anybody that disrespects the flag. And then there was outlash.
Brought up the military and his grandpa.
And then he apologized this morning. How did you feel about that situation? We were just talking
about that. The apology was BS, man. Riggs, I'm telling you, that apology was so contrived and written by somebody in the PR department. I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL's public relations department didn't write that themselves. I stand with Black America, blah, blah. First of all, Drew Brees, if you don't understand that Colin Kaepernick and all the other NFL players that kneeled, it had nothing to do with the disrespect of the flag. There's actually an interview after one of the games when he first knelt in 2016 when he said it himself. He said, a veteran told me that the best thing that I can do is kneel. The kneeling had nothing to do with disrespecting the flag. And it was in protest. Okay, it was in it was in protest of police brutality.
Yeah,
and it wasn't. He wasn't running around looting or rioting. It was a peaceful protest. It was his way of protesting police brutality against African Americans in the United States of America. Then, after he said that on Twitter, because you know Twitter's everything. Everybody on Twitter know everything.
Right.
If you did something wrong in 1965 when you was two,
Twitter knows.
Is going to bring it up.
They'll find you.
They will find you. They put a picture up of Drew Brees kneeling during the national anthem. Come on, Drew Brees.
I didn't know that until you told me that, and I haven't seen this picture, but until I see that, because when he apologized, I thought, if somebody can apologize and be accountable and educate themselves and learn, I think that we need to educate instead of cancel people. But if he's talking out of both sides of his mouth, as you're saying in this picture, then you're absolutely right. Because if you educate someone...
talking out the side of his mouth.
Because if you educate someone and they continue to be ignorant about it, then I'm done with you. I've tried. Mm-hmm. We've tried. We have more people on our side. We're moving forward.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we don't need Drew Brees on our side. Drew Brees reminds me of the guy that says he's not racist and he brings up that one black or white friend that he has to prove.
I'm not racist, but I have a black friend. I have a black
friend.
I throw touchdown passes to Michael Thompson. He's black. Like, get out of here. Come on, Drew Brees. We're not having you, bro. Cancel Drew Brees. I'm with it 100%.
Right.
It was insensitive.
Right.
It was self-serving. Mm-hmm. It was white privilege. My granddad and the other granddad fought in World War II. A lot of African Americans, Indians, Asians, everybody, Jews, Gentiles, all fought in World War II. That don't make you ain't special.
Right. Right.
You ain't
what
special.
About our grandparents? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And how don't you understand what it was all about when it was right there in front of you, and the things that he was kneeling about is still happening today. Mm-hmm. And it's just weird that this man would kneel on this man's neck. And you okay with that, but you not okay with somebody kneeling in protest to that.
Do you think Colin Kaepernick has a future as an athlete, or is he going to be more of a social justice leader?
He's definitely a social justice leader. His days, I don't even think Cap wants to play in the NFL anymore.
Right.
I mean, the collusion that went down, they settled with him out of court. They blackballed him. It was obvious to everybody. Mm-hmm. There's some horrible NFL quarterbacks that were quarterbacking NFL teams. And Colin Kaepernick took the 49ers to the NFC Championship game twice, Super Bowl once, and couldn't find a job.
Against Drew Brees,
not
remember
even
that?
As a backup.
How ironic.
Against Drew Brees.
Against the Saints.
Against Drew Brees.
How
you're absolutely right.
How ironic
Damn.
Is that? He took although Drew Brees won that Super Bowl, but they were playing. That was the blackout game when the lights went out.
That's right.
That was it.
All right, we're probably mad about that.
Yeah, Drew Brees did. Of course he won because of course the wrong people are winning. That's the damn problem here. Hello.
We're on the
Look
phone.
At that.
Hello.
That's right. We're on the phone with Ed Lover from our sister station down in Chicago, 104.3 Jams. Ed, can you hang on the phone for a second here? We want to ask you some more. More with Ed Lover next on 103.7 Kiss FM. We're on with Ed Lover this morning on 103.7 Kiss FM. Now, you were back in the day with Yo MTV Raps, and Allie had an interesting question about, like, back in the day and how...
Well, we were just talking about how everything has changed because, I mean, I remember in the 90s, Rodney King was one of those things that how could you forget,
oh, yeah.
you know, the Rodney King beating, but apparently that wasn't enough to piss anybody off, which is,
right.
you know, and then we went years and years of videos, and then we had all of the sudden, you know, George Floyd. Why did George Floyd trigger? Was it the length of the video? What was it?
Allie, I really believe it's the accumulation of everything from Rodney King on up.
Yeah.
It's everyone in between. It's Eric Gardner. It's Tamir Rice. It's Philando Castile. It's every Sandra Bland. Each and every one of these people on or off video.
Breonna Taylor.
It's an accumulation of it.
Yeah.
George Floyd was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is frankly tired of it. Like, I shouldn't have to wake up and maybe go through a yellow light and get pulled over and worry about whether or not I'm going to live out of that.
Right. Yeah.
I think
just
right.
me, you know, because with Philando
yes.
Castile, it was on Facebook.
Right.
Right. I think people see
it. He said, I'm reaching for my, because he had a gun.
Yeah.
He asked him, do you have a weapon in the car? He said, yes. I have a concealed carry license. It's in my glove compartment. I'm reaching for it. And mm-hmm. he got shot and killed on Facebook. There's mm-hmm. no repercussions. All we want to do is if the police do something that is that clearly wrong.
Right.
That they have to pay for it. With no repercussions, it's going to continue.
Well, and I get mad, Ed Lover, because I read these stories about how we'll prosecute the police, and you really start reading it in depth, and these cops are getting off based on their own evidence that they presented of how that went
right.
down, and it wasn't even remotely what happened. Like you said, it was on Facebook Live half the time, you know, and you got real evidence, but these guys are getting off.
I think seeing it,
they're getting off for one big reason, and the reason why they're getting off is because they're not taking an outside person and letting an outside person prosecute these police. The district attorney is an elected official.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
The district
uh-huh.
attorney, any district attorney from any state or any city needs the backing of the police department 100%, needs their union to back him in order to get elected.
Well,
he has to act like he's down with the police
right.
department because they work so closely together. So I'm not going to trust you to police the police.
Right. Absolutely.
That's your brother.
Yeah. Right.
Those people
got to ask me as a judge to prosecute my brother. Guess what's going to happen? My brother's getting off.
Yeah. Right. Right. Absolutely.
Those people
got
to get the balls to stand up and do what's right for them.
That's right. They're not going to, because they got to look like law and order people. So when the next time that election comes around, if the police union says, you've been prosecuting us like crazy, we're not backing you. We're going to back this other guy who's our friend. You're going to lose your job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's so much on the inside.
Gonna do it. It's insider trading is pretty much what it is.
Well, yeah. Now it's all raw. It's on display. I mean, they can't hide from these incidences anymore. It's on display. I think George Floyd was so graphic. It reminds me of, like, even back in the day, Emmett Till, when that happened so long
ago. That's right.
It was his mother put those pictures out so people could see the ugly truth of what's really happening. When you see that, it shocks and horrifies you when you realize the reality of the situation. That's happening not just that one time. It's happening every day.
Mm-hmm. I saw something very interesting on my Instagram feed. I saw a young man put up a picture and it said, please stop using Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as an example of peaceful protest. Y'all killed him too.
Yeah. I've seen those. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Plus, kill King.
Those, yeah.
So even if we peacefully protest and we have a leader, you assassinate our leader.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ed Lover, what's it like you get pulled over from the police or pulled over by the police? I don't know if that's happened to you recently.
Yeah, it did. The police said I didn't stop all the way at a stop sign.
Okay.
Blew my mind, but I was thank God I have a good job. I was like, I'll pay the fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to court. I'm calling this in, paying the fine, whatever. But it's really, really scary. It's like you got... I'm making sure I keep my hands up where he can see them, or I'll even hang my hands out the window. I'll ask, is it okay if I go in my pocket and get my license and registration? I don't want to make any move that could be false, because first of all, I don't know if he has his body camera on. I don't see anybody out here around me but me and this police officer, and I could lose my life. I don't want to be another. I don't want to be a hashtag. Yep. I don't want to be say his name, Ed Lover. I don't want to be George Floyd. George Floyd shouldn't have died for a counterfeit $20 bill.
Right. Amen.
I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want the police to kill me and then nothing happens to him. And he gets to keep his job and his pension. And he gets to move on with his life. What about my family? Yep. My wife and my kids? Mm-hmm. What about them?
Yeah,
I don't want that to be. So it's real, to answer your question, Allie, it's scary.
Yeah.
For every African-American male, it is scary. And female at this point.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And I've had some of these discussions with my white friends. I love that we're having an open discussion about this. And one of my friends was like, I don't get it. I get pulled over. I mean, I'm scared. And I'm like, no, you're scared you're going to get a ticket. You're not scared. You're not scared, honey, that someone's going to pull you out of the car or accuse you of something you didn't do. You're not scared. There is just such a, but people don't get it.
You're worried about your insurance rates going up, and that's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That is absolutely right, Ray.
You don't really understand. Right. Yeah, they don't really, I mean, and I can't because I'm a white woman, but I can hear the stories. I can listen. I can get educated, and I can hear how the stories go the same. I can talk to black man after black man, black women, and hear the same story. I'm getting pissed. Right. Sorry, and that's why.
That's okay, Allie. You should be pissed. I'm pissed.
We should all be pissed. All of us should be.
That's right.
That's how.
Riggs? How many times has this ever happened to you when you're walking out of any store? The police pull up on you, throw you up against the wall, say, "Let me see your ID. My ID's in my right pocket." Excuse me, officer. What are you frisking me for? We had a call that somebody looked like you just robbed the store.
Ed Lover.
That's ever happened to you?
Ed Lover, let me tell you something, honestly. It happened once, and it was because my father told me to do that because I skipped out on a check at a Steak and Shake. But that was...
So no.
But it was set up by my dad, I found out later. But no. But to seriously answer your question, no, of course not it wouldn't happen to me because I'm white, and that's my white privilege.
Right.
I understand that. And that sucks.
It happens to us all the time with no provocation, for no reason at all. At all. Mm-hmm. Just throw us on the hood of the car, go through our pockets. I had a cop ask me one time when he did that, where'd you get all this money from?
Who cares?
I said, I was work. I was on my way to court to pay a ticket. So I had the money on me that I thought I needed to pay the ticket. And he pulled me over, threw my hands on the hood of the car. First of all, he asked me, where did I get my car? because I was driving the Benz. Yeah. Actually, how can you afford something like this? You're a drug dealer? There's drugs in the car? I was like, wow.
No, I have a job like you, but I'm better
really
at my job. But I'm better at my
job. I can't even imagine a police officer asking me why I have the amount of money or even knowing how much money I have.
I can't even imagine them
knowing how much money I have.
Why would that even come? He asked me, can I look in your car? Is there anything in your car I should be worried about? Can I look in your car? I said, you might have to get a warrant and the dogs to look in my car, bro.
Yep.
You're not going in my car.
You know you're right.
I'm a speed demon. Yeah. I get pulled over because I'm a speed demon. Nobody's ever asked.
Yeah. I didn't get a ticket for nothing.
Nothing? Just let you... Then
nothing. You just felt like it. Black man in the Mercedes Benz, pull him over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ed Lover.
That's America.
Well, it's got to change, man, and I'm glad that we're having conversations like this that can make it change, because that's the only way
it can. Yeah, absolutely. I hope so. I hope some people are listening and they're getting the gist on why we're angry, and by no means am I saying go out there and break into stores and take stuff out of the stores.
Hell no.
That's taking the focus away from what we're protesting peacefully about. That's abuse of power.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that we're complaining that the police are doing to us, you're doing to people who own stores just because there's a bunch of y'all and you can get away with it. That's not helping our cause at all. So please stop doing that.
Yeah, I agree. And we just got a text. I just want to address this text that said, please stop saying that Milwaukee is one of the most segregated cities in America, which I don't believe. We need positive, constructive comments. That just adds fuel to the fire. I'm happy that you want to believe whatever you want to believe, but that's the problem right now. It's not. We're not making this up.
Right.
These are facts. Look at
these are facts.
Look at whoever texts that to you, look at the facts. If Chicago ain't in front of them, then Chicago's number two.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we were just talking to our boss about this the other day.
Oh, Cleveland was number one. Cleveland. Can you believe that? Cleveland was number one on the list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I never thought that's... Wow.
I know.
I wouldn't think either.
That's crazy.
We had to ask our boss. We're like, really? Yes, really. They beat us. So, Ed Lover, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
Thank you, Allie. Thank you, Riggs. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you. No problem. I loved having this conversation with you. It was great.
At least we didn't have to talk about COVID-19 for a change.
Right? Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh boy, there is a lot going on in the world. A lot. Did you see what happened with Meghan Markle?
No, I did not.
She came out and talked a lot about what her experiences have been like.
What, is it rich and white woman? What happened? Tell me more.
A white woman? What are you? She's biracial. What are you talking about? Come on.
Okay, what
it's
happened?
It's Riggs.
What about her then? What about Meghan Markle?
So she was doing this video, and she had, you know, a lot of their ask, we're doing graduations. And so she's like, you know, it's hard because I've got to do this graduation address virtually for people, but I don't really know what to say. And she said, I just, you know, have to remind people of things like don't let your fear stop you from doing the right thing. A lot of people, you know, fear stops that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a, you know what I said, Riggs? It's like Dateline. Remember, you know, Dateline, What Would You Do, right? You know how we used to talk about John Quinones.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. So you know how we used to talk about that, back, you know, years ago on the show? Like, what would you do if you saw somebody getting beat up in a park or you saw a kid getting taken? What would you do?
Because
we're in a giant game of what would you do right now in America.
Yeah.
It's like, would you say something?
Would you stand up?
We are in the real version of that, dude.
Where's John Quinones? Is he here? Is he behind a camera somewhere waiting for us?
Seriously.
Is he going to approach you?
I thought about that last night. I go, this is like a creepy version of what would you do, and we're really seeing for once. It's not like videoed, edited, and a Dateline, man.
I completely understand.
Isn't that funny?
People are uncomfortable to say anything because they're always afraid they're going to say the wrong thing. Like me saying Meghan Markle's a white lady when I didn't know she was biracial. You going to beat me up about that? No, I misspoke. I'm sorry. Sometimes we misspeak when we say things, but you can't be afraid to stand up for the right thing because it isn't about political. It isn't about red or blue. It's about...
Right and wrong,
yeah. Really, at the end of the day.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. We will have a special guest on the show right now. He's a very young child.
Very. Would you like to say hello?
Hello.
He's very upset.
Mad I made him come on the radio.
I already said hello.
Oh, well, we're on the radio now. You only said it to Riggs off the air.
Yes. Now you're saying hello to Milwaukee. That's what's happening. So he was very upset about a name that he was being called. What was this name?
Yeah, so yesterday we were in the car, and I wanted Hudson to come in here because we had to run some errands and do some pickup things. And all of a sudden, the boys were having a great time in the back seat, and then Hudson got upset because Owen called him a name that he did not like.
That wasn't like a rude name, like stupid or a poop
head?
No,
it wasn't anything. It wasn't any mean name.
Butthead, like, nothing like that?
Nothing like butthead or anything like that.
Mr. McJeffrey.
That is okay. So Hudson, I'm going to put the headphones.
Mr.
on. What did he call? What was the name he kept calling you, Hudson?
Mr. McJeffrey.
No, I
called him Jeff.
He called him Jeff.
He called him Jeff.
And Hudson was
Mr. McJeffrey.
Why didn't you like that, Hudson? Why didn't you like the name Jeff? Why didn't you like that name? What's wrong with the name Jeff? What's wrong with me calling you Jeff? Jeff, huh?
Owen's Mr. McJeffrey.
Yes, but why don't you like that name?
Why didn't you like that name? I said, why don't you like the name Jeff in the car? What was it?
Never ever telling.
Oh. Why?
Never ever
He's kicking the microphone out of his face right now. Are you watching this?
What? I bet he has a friend named Jeff who's offended right now. He doesn't want to make his friend Jeff mad because he thinks his friend Jeff is dumb for some reason. He doesn't like the name.
He doesn't know it. Do you even know anyone named Jeff, Hudson?
No.
See?
And I said to him, I said, Mommy knows people named Jeff and they're...
I know a guy named Jeff.
Oh, yeah? Who?
She's a boy.
She's a boy. Okay.
He's a boy, and he's someone talking to us on the phone.
Oh, Jeff.
That's Riggs. Riggs is not Jeff.
No, I would not want to be a Jeff.
You're Mr. McJeffrey.
You know who else I wouldn't want to be? Okay, I wouldn't want to be named Karen either, because that's another name that has a bad connotation to it.
It blew my mind that he was, I mean, okay, I'm going to just tell you, Owen, come here. That was my six-year-old Hudson, who does not like to be called Jeff. So, Owen.
You're Mr. McJeffrey.
Hold on, Hudson. So, Owen, I told Riggs this off the air. Am I lying when I tell the story that Hudson was full on crying, going, don't call me Jeff? Yes or no?
I wouldn't say crying. I think I would say.
You would say what?
I think he was pouting.
What was he saying? What was he saying?
He was saying,
don't call me Jeff.
I wonder what it is about the name Jeff that he didn't like. What was it?
I know.
Now he's upset. See, I knew this was going to end this way where he stormed out because he thought we were making fun of him crying, but that was not. It was the most hysterical thing. Okay, Hudson, we're stopping. He's screaming in the hallway now. Owen, I wasn't trying to embarrass Hudson, but it was funny because he didn't think the name Jeff got to him for some reason. We don't know why.
No, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know why.
What are some of the other names that get to people? Maybe you have one of these names that people make fun of, like Karen. Like I was saying, Karen. Yeah. People hate having that name.
Hudson did say in the car at one point that the name Jeff isn't cool or something. And I was like, where did you pick that up? Because we used to work with a Jeffrey. J-Matt was a Jeff. You know what I mean? I was like naming all these Jeffs we know.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know Jeffs. And I was like, where did all of a sudden the name Jeff meant something
Jeffrey,
bad to him? And he cried and wouldn't stop.
I mean, Jeff Dahmer's the only bad one that I know, really. That's the only one that I can think of. But other than that, I don't know any other dumb Jeffs or bad Jeffs. I don't think it's a bad name. I don't think so. What's going on now?
But it's, Owen's back.
But it's kind of weird because all of a sudden when I was saying, sometimes I wasn't even saying it to him. And then he just started laughing when I said Jeff Mickerson.
What he said.
What you said, okay.
I don't remember the Mickerson part.
Mickerson Jeff or something.
Moral of the story, don't call Hudson Jeff. Don't call him Jeff.
Don't ever. Full on breakdown, Riggs.
Breakdown, Jeff.
Breakdown City over that name. Why? I don't know.
Who knows? 103.7 Kiss FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We were just talking with Allie's kid who was being very, very, very vocal about the fact that he didn't like being called the name Jeff for some reason.
Dude, I just had to have a talk like I have a teenager. He's six. I had to leave the room and go talk to him and talk him off the ledge. He's like, don't talk about that on the radio.
Too bad,
I'm talking
dude.
About it on the radio. I feel like I'm managing teenagers and he's six.
Too bad.
But I was so much emotional managing.
Are there other names that have like stereotypes around them or negative connotations? Or maybe you have one of those names and you're sick of your own name, maybe even. Like, I have a friend, her name is Karen, and she hates her name now because everybody has now taken the name Karen to this extreme where Karen is not just a name anymore. Karen is like, if you're the Karen is like the entitled rich mom with three kids that has a minivan in the suburbs that goes in
and complains about everything.
Always asks for the manager. Where is your manager? And it's always something stupid and ridiculous and very first worldy, if you will. First world problems.
Hudson did not like it when I called him Jeff, boy. He, for some reason, thought the name Jeff had a negative connotation. I'm like, I don't know where you got that from. You don't watch any shows with characters named Jeff. But to him, Jeff was like the worst thing you could call somebody.
I think another one is...
I don't understand. And you can text, by the way, or call to our main line now. This is cool. You can text or call 414-799-1037.
Yep. Go ahead, Riggs. I think another name, Tammy, I would say. Tammy, I think. Tammy, for some reason, sounds like a white trash name when I hear Tammy. Because I know... Do you know any regular Tammys? Because I know a Tammy that was very... she was in Tennessee, which is the first part of Tammy.
Is she a Tammy or a Tamara?
She was
because
a Tammy.
I'll tell you the truth. Well,
Tammy.
Then, yeah, the Tammy, yeah.
She was Tammy. 100% Tammy. And I was like, Tammy, why do you hate your name? She goes, because everybody says Tammy's a trailer trash name. And I was like, Tammy, you live in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's gonna come along with your name. It's gonna happen, right? Yeah. What are the other names that are just, yeah, maybe you have a stereotype about your name. Maybe it's a goofy stereotype and you hate it. People make fun of it all the time. Maybe it's from a movie and people always throw movie quotes at you. I get that all the time with Riggs. Like, whoa, Riggs and Murtaugh, like from Lethal Weapon? No, not like that. Not like that at
this
all.
This is what people are texting in to 414-799-1037. One of them is my mom's name, Nancy. North Shore Nancy, baby.
North Shore Nancy?
That's hysterical. Another one, the name Chad or Brad.
All right.
And somebody else texted in the name Brock. It just sounds like the dumb jock.
Brock. 414.
Brock.
It's 414-799-1037. You can call or text that number. Either one. We'll read your text and we'll take your calls next.
Yeah.
What are the names that are just dumb? The names that get to you. Maybe it's your name and you hate your name. That's fine,
somebody
too.
Somebody said, I hate when I get called Kiki.
Kiki.
That's what they said.
Drake. It's Kiss FM.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Settle down, Karen. Settle down, Jeff. There's some names that people hate that maybe your name has a stereotype with it. Maybe people make jokes about your name all the time. What is the name? 414-799-1037. You can call or text that same number. We got some funny.
We have so many texts.
Go ahead.
Hysterical,
go ahead and read
dude.
A couple of those.
Hi, my name's Amanda. I hate being called Mandy.
Okay.
Somebody else said their name's Jenny and they hate it because people go, Jenny.
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 Now we're doing it. She hates it even more.
Somebody said, Karens don't drive minivans. They drive oversized SUVs like Tahoes or Lexuses.
Fair.
No way, man, because I wouldn't drive a minivan, but I'd drive a Tahoe, and you can't call me Karen.
We will if you ask for the manager. 414-799-1037. Good morning. Craig?
How's
Craig,
it going?
Good. Turn on your radio, please, Craig. What?
Yes.
Do you think that your name has a bad stereotype behind it?
Yeah, they just say that, like, you can't, like, because if you ask somebody what their baby's name is and you tell them Craig, you usually, like, get that name when you're, like, 30. You never met a baby named Craig.
Wait.
It's the same thing with Karen. I've never met a child named Karen,
baby.
Ever. Or a baby named Karen, ever.
Well,
you're right.
And it's crazy because I can't even, Karen, and we have a Craig, though, Craig Carson. You know,
yeah.
Our afternoon guy is Craig Carson.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that, Craig.
Well, thanks for calling in, Craig. I don't think there's anything wrong with your name, but I'm sorry that everybody else thinks
so. But he's right. There's no babies named Craig.
No, there's not. Good morning, Heather. What's wrong with your name?
It's not my name. Actually, I have a story. In, like, a grade school, there was a kid named Steve, and he used to, like, eat his boogers and just be super gross.
Steve.
And I was like...
Wait, okay. You mean he did it in public? There's a difference. Because I have kids. Apparently, they all do it.
Yeah.
And I was playing, like, a game with my two girlfriends at the time at, you know, the age of, like, 7. And they said the name Steve. And I said, ew, I hate that name. And they both... That's my dad's name. And I felt so bad.
Oh, God.
That is the worst when you say you hate a name and then somebody knows somebody well and likes them. And you're like, ooh, man.
Foot and mouth.
Heather, thanks for calling. Hysterical. We appreciate you listening this morning.
Somebody texted in to 414-799-1037 and said, my name's Raquel. I cringe when people call me Rachel. And somebody else said, Linda. Linda. Listen, Linda. Linda's another name.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's Frank. How are you?
Good, Frank.
Frank?
What's up with your name? Do people always say Frank the Tank? Why do you hate? Is it your name that you hate? Or is it other people?
I was just going to say that I am forever known now as Frank the Tank.
Yes, you are. Because of old school and Will Ferrell, right?
Yep. And my grandpa's a Frank, but my grandma always called him Frankie. Frankie! Frankie!
I'm Frankie or Frank the Tank now. It's never just Frank anymore.
Now, is it Frank by birth, or is Frank short for anything?
No, it's not short for anything. It's my, I'm Frank, my dad, and my grandpa as well, so I'm one of a long line of many.
Do you always say in public, like, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, is he going to have a, do you have any kids?
I do. I've got two daughters.
Aw, damn. I wanted to know if you named a little boy Frank. Will you, if you have a boy?
Absolutely not.
No.
Aw, damn. I was waiting for a baby named Frank, man.
Who would have had one?
It's ending with me, unfortunately.
Sure, the name ends with you, Frank. Well, thank you for calling and being so frank with us. We appreciate it, Frank.
I appreciate it, guys.
Come on, what? Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this?
Bro, it's Colin. Yo, I want to tell you about a story. I was absent from sixth grade. Because the substitute teacher called me Cohen. I ain't raised my hand. I get home, my dad goes, I said, my name's not Cohen, it's Colin. My dad's like, I brought home homework, and he still got mad at me. I'm like, bro, I was there all day. I'm not raising my hand to Cohen.
No.
That is hysterical.
I was devastated. I mean, and I try to tell people, even when I meet like people in the bar and stuff, I'm like, yo, my name's Colin, 1L. I'm not the 2L kind of guy, none of that. You
know? Are there Collins with two L's?
They're the Caucasian Collins. But my parents are white.
The Caucasian Collins, I'm sure.
Yo, my parents
are God.
White. I don't do that.
Is that a difference, really?
I name a black kid.
Hold on. Black people would name their Colin as C-O-L-I-N, and white would be two L's, you think?
I feel like if a black... I don't feel like a black family would ever name their kid Colin.
Colin is...
But wait a minute. Like we got Colin Kaepernick. Hold on.
Yes, Colin Kaepernick.
He's
adopted by white parents.
Oh, fair.
Oh, I see what you're getting at. Oh.
Colin Kaepernick is adopted by white parents.
All right. Fair enough. Well, you're a cool Colin. We appreciate you listening, man.
Yeah. Yo, sorry people called you that.
Man. Like, honestly.
You're awesome, dude. We appreciate you listening this morning. Stay safe out there, dude.
You know what that's like, Riggs?
What?
When I wanted to name Owen Tucker, but I knew better because of hello. Ooh. We all know why. I can't say it on the air, but I was too afraid
one
to name him that.
One little line to change it to a vulgarity.
One and we're
one,
all downhill.
One more call. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Ashley.
Ashley, what name drives you nuts, or is it your name?
It is my name only because I always get memes from my friends and things like that saying, like, you never meet an Ashley when she's a baby. You only meet her when she's full grown. But that's not even true. In kindergarten, I had 5 Ashleys in my class.
5, yes. But that was back then. But I haven't met a young Ashley now. Ashley's a name from, like, the 90s.
But we know so many our age because, like she said, when she was a kid, there were a ton of them, and now they're all adults like us. And
I
know so many Ashleys.
I'm
right
sure
now.
It's like...
I have such a plain name. I know 5 people with the exact same name as me, unfortunately, as of now.
Are you L-E-Y Ashley, or are you one of the L-E-I-G-H's Ashley?
Oh, no, L-E-Y.
Okay, thank you.
Nobody spelled it like that till like, 10, 20 years after they were all named Ashley.
It was when there were too many Ashleys. We'll spell it with the I-E-G, the E-I-G-H, and we'll make it different.
I met one that was like an I-I-E. I was like,
come
what
on, get out of here. Ashley, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
We appreciate you listening this morning.
Have a good day.
You too.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.